Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining us for live paranormal radio. From the paranormal to the unexplained, it all happens here.
It all happens here.
Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in our live video chat 24/7 with our live paranormal radio show hosts and other like-minded people. Live. Paranormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by Full Interaction Media. Stop by now and join the fun.
Stop by now and join the fun.
Hello, hello everyone. Thank you for tuning in to Live Paranormal Spotlight Radio on liveparanormal.com. I am Nikki Paranormal, and I'm going to go ahead and bring in Rob. He's the guy that owns the joint. Hello.
Boo.
Hello.
You there? Hi, you there?
Yeah.
Okay, I said boo. I don't know if you did you hear the boo part?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, you were just not enthused by the boo comment? Didn't think it was as awesome as I did.
Well, no, I heard you. I didn't know what you're supposed to say.
Boo-hoo, I think, would be the proper.
Okay, well, now I know.
I'm pretty sure that's how that works. And then I say, you don't have to cry.
Oh, okay.
I learned that joke in the kindergarten.
Oh. So you've been using that one for that long?
It's been
I just didn't know that people still used it.
Oh, I use a lot of my old kindergarten jokes.
Makes sense.
A lot of my material kind of faded out like second, third grade, and I kind of stopped then, and I found it worked. So I was like, why mess with something that works? You know, so that's why I still use a lot of the stuff between like the ages of like 6 and 10.
Right. Okay.
When you have good material, you have good material.
Right.
I'm not impressing you with my my witty humor tonight, am I?
You're gonna have to step it up a notch.
I don't know. I think it was stepped up pretty high there. Let's go to the listeners on that one.
Right. Definitely.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, in that case, we have a pretty cool show this evening. I'm excited about it.
Yes, me too.
Are you really? Because it didn't seem like you were excited about it.
Uh-huh. Well, you see, I had a little issue trying to get things set up in the studio, and then
I was hearing some weird stuff going on in the studio. It was playing the music for our introduction, and it was playing the on-hold music at the same time. So I was like, oh, boy.
Wow.
This is not going to...
Yeah, that's freaky.
Well, then I've got a new issue. Really?
Which was new as of yesterday. And I thought I resolved it, and then I found out, quite honestly, that... maybe it had not been resolved because I use a Bluetooth headset to do the shows.
Okay.
And when I went to plug in the USB connection last night for a show I did, and it wouldn't work, and I improvised. Well, then tonight I had fixed it after the show last night. And then tonight I'm like, oh, okay, you know, I had already fixed this yesterday. So when I plugged it in, much to my dismay, it seemed to have not been fixed. So I was doing that as well, and I had quite a lot going on, but here I am. So I'm a little fried, frazzled, whatever you want to call it, but I'm here.
I was giving you my awesome jokes
all
and stuff, so there's only so much you can handle.
Right.
So much probably one person can handle at one time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But maybe we can go into our show tonight. I'm excited for our show tonight because we just lived everything we're going to be talking about a couple days ago. So, you know, usually we try to rehash go through stuff, go through material, and then have a show. But it's kind of cool to do it right after the fact. And the nice part about it is we, you know, we came from a place that we were lucky to investigate, a mill, an old mill, in Kimbolton, Ohio. And it's owned by Betsy's family, her husband's family, Larry,
mm-hmm.
who is the caretaker of the Bell Nursing Home. And it was pretty cool because
yeah.
it was the very first time. So first of all, I guess to backtrack, we got to investigate the Bell Nursing Home on Friday the 13th. Then on Friday, Saturday the 14th, we got to go to a mill that was never investigated and the scene of a horrific accident. And furthermore, another mill that which burned down and had multiple accidents, they had their equipment brought over to that mill. So you had trigger items and items from a mill that was burnt down that had a bunch of goofy things happen, you know, scary things happen. They had a child,
yeah.
I guess 13's a child.
Well, tragic things, really.
Tragic, yeah. It, you know, fall through and die. It burned to the ground, and they had items from that mill that burned. And then on top of it, the mill had its own incident, and I guess 1958, it was the six-year anniversary of the Larry's grandfather getting his leg stuck in one of the machineries, and they stopped it, pulled him out, and never started up the machine again. So, you know, it was quite interesting, and Larry being a skeptic, was kind of cool too.
Yeah, that was
fun. The news is that he is ready to go on his next investigation. So
that's right.
That's the fun,
and that
the
makes
fun
me,
part
that excites
is,
me. I think that's absolutely great, you know.
It is. So basically, what I said, another satisfied customer.
Right.
Turned him into we had good stuff. Stuff was going on. And what was
cool
about him is that he was, you know, skeptical, but yet open-minded enough to kind of like ask the questions and just to see, you know, and that's kind of my mindset too. You know, as I'm always skeptical. I'm skeptical of a lot of stuff. I'm skeptical of things when I walk down the street, but that's, you know, besides the point. But I think if you have an open mind and are willing to give it a try, then, you know, that makes a lot of difference in the world.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Couldn't agree.
So, you know, I guess what we should probably start in proper order when it came to, you know, Bell Nursing Home, which, you know, Natalie was nice enough to, you know, let us do the Friday 13th stream there. And it's always good to go to Bell Nursing Home. And, you know, the caretaker there, Betsy, it's, you know, she's become a friend of ours because we've been there now. How many, you've been there, what, four times, I believe? And
more than that.
I think we spent more than 4 days there, but I think we've been there, four different occasions? We were there one, two,
more
three,
than that.
Four, five. This was our fifth trip.
Yeah.
I believe.
We could be wrong.
You know.
But if anything, we're downplaying the amount of times. We're not adding extra. We're
I think what it was five times, and maybe like you were there for multiple nights. More than me, so probably you've been there probably for 7-8 nights, you know, so you've got a good grasp on what's going on there. And you know, it seems to be outside of our one trip where we didn't get a whole bunch of stuff, we've been getting consistently great material every time we go, you know. And I think it's a really
very impressive
paranormal hotspot. And so people, if they haven't checked out the Bell Nursing Home in Kimbolton, Ohio, they should, because it's one of those spots that you hate to say it delivers, because when you say it delivers, and it won't, it's just the natural speaking.
Right.
Like, generally speaking, in any aspect of life, is when you say something, you essentially jinx yourself. But when it comes to REM pod activity, when it comes to ghost box activity, when it comes to...
Well, now, you know, that was the location, actually. Hold on a second. That was the location, actually.
Okay.
I believe that we decided to rename the REM pod the Rob pod.
But
that was the location where we made that decision to do so.
Mm-hmm.
because we had such crazy, you know, activity and interaction with that.
And I think I might come out with a Rob Pod. I've decided that tonight, right now, with no thought put into it whatsoever for how it will function, but the name is solid.
Sounds like it's going to be a great device with no thought process whatsoever put into it. I know I'm looking forward to it coming out. How about everyone else?
Going solely by the name itself is what I'm going on. The Rob Pod.
Right.
I like it. Name alone.
What
hey, plus material.
You know, what could go wrong with that plan, right?
What can go wrong? Which basically
we'll find out. I'm pretty sure we will.
Gave it the kiss of death, but you know, I'm going to start building the Rob Pod. The Rob Pod will be available in the next.
Oh, it's going to like bark.
Sometime between now and Christmas of 2018, which will give me ample time to come up with the way the Rob Pod will function. It'll be like a form. It'll be like the Swiss Army knife of pods. The Swiss Army Pod.
Oh my goodness. So you mean the Swiss Army Rob Pod? Because if it's just a pod, then it's not a Rob Pod. Let's get that straight.
It is Rob
Pod.
Right.
Yeah, there you go. So I believe our guest is actually here.
Are you cutting off?
Would you like to introduce our guest? And I will go ahead and.
We could talk more about the Rob Pod, but I guess since we have a guest, then we'll have to move forward.
I mean, if you want to sit and talk about the Rob Pod, I mean, don't you definitely learned our lesson from putting all of the details out there for a great idea before we actually, you know, do the idea or create the actual product and do the copyright and trademark type deals before. Remember, we learned our lesson about that.
Are you talking about my ab churner? Because the ab churner is real.
No, we have not.
That will happen.
That has not been discussed on air, and don't do that now. I'm talking about our Santa show that we talked about with Chad on air, and then, you know, we basically laid it out pretty with a bow on it for anybody who wanted to take the idea. And we all know.
Somebody steal it?
It's a very competitive type of field, you know.
Somebody steal it? I didn't even lose an order.
You never know. It's probably happening. It's probably filming now.
Wow.
It's Santa's, not necessarily his super busy season. But, again, I have our guest on the line.
Let's go ahead and introduce our guest then.
You want to go ahead and introduce our guest, and I'll go ahead and bring her on?
Okay. So we have Betsy, the caretaker of the Bell Nursing Home. And as I mentioned earlier, we probably consider her a friend now. We've seen her so much, and we've gotten to hang out with her so much, and you know, it's great to have her on.
Yes, welcome, Betsy.
And hopefully, she's there.
Hey, how are you tonight?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Oh, pretty good.
We've never had anyone say they're doing bad. You know, occasionally I'll say I'm tired or something, but so. I didn't really want to do the interview tonight, but we're calling in. It's like, all right, thanks. But, you know, as I was mentioning, we got to spend time with you this past weekend, so it's kind of cool. It's fresh in our minds, and, you know, we had a lot of good stuff go on. And, you know, for us lately, Bell Nursing Home has been delivering some quality evidence, and obviously you get to see it firsthand being the caretaker of the place. But, you know, it's interesting because – It has certain devices that seem to work for us every time we go there. And, you know, I kind of like that where, you know, we can bring out the REM pods and use the REM pods in a certain area and, you know, get some responses. And, you know, within the generator.
Even different
areas.
So we discovered this last trip. You know,
right.
It's not
and
just those particular areas. I think there's other ones, you know, that seem to be pretty, pretty hot too.
And I'll tell you what impressed me, just to give a quick story. Obviously, it is relevant since it's, you know, you're calling in and it's about the place you're a caretaker of. But, you know, we did the live stream there over the past, 3 weeks. We were there twice on two trips. And each time we were there, we were using our ghost box in conjunction with REM pods down both hallways. And getting, when we had asked what room you're in, each time we were getting four. And this was on two separate trips. So, obviously, when we set up our live stream to run during the day, we set up, you know, room four as kind of like our streaming hotbed hub with all the different devices and stuff. And you know, that was probably the wisest idea because we had so much activity going on in that room. It was great. REM pod hits and, you know, ghost box chatter. And then we stopped by and did a session at the end, and they were answering our questions directly. They wanted Nicole to stay.
I think they didn't want me to leave at all. So honestly, you know,
they're probably getting used to seeing you, and they like that routine.
Exactly.
Well,
they wanted to keep me. They didn't want Rob though, so I didn't really understand that.
Well, Nikki's been there a lot more than Rob.
It did not.
That's right. You got to spend the night there, Rob. In order, you know, or you got to put in the time like Betsy has. Till then, you know, they might not want to keep you. So.
But you know, they were very interested in their new neighbors. They did get a chance to meet the new neighbors, and you know, that the funny part was, is, you know, we had heard the REM pods going off, and we were taking the new neighbors on a tour. New neighbors were outside. They came over and introduced themselves, and we were like, all right, you know, they had a 16-year-old daughter who was really interested in the paranormal, and she had heard she moved across the street from a, you know, haunted location. So we wanted to kind of, you know, take her around and let her know, hey, it's okay. You know, don't be freaked out, even though you are very interested.
And that would have been, 16-year-old me would have been like, this is Christmas. My mom and dad.
Yeah.
She
was kind of like that. She was really excited to be there. And, you know, we walked by the room and we were trying to explain to her what we were doing. And, you know, just kind of gave her we weren't there for a long time, maybe 10, 15 minutes. And as we were walking out, I was like, you know, check this out. I think we heard the REM pod go off. So obviously I've, you know, tried to interact. And I was like, would you like to meet the neighbors? And as soon as I said, would you like to meet the new neighbors, the REM pod just lit up. You know, and the girl was like, she was like, oh, wow. You know, and then we were asking questions about the, you know, do you want to meet the neighbors? You want to do this? And the REM pods were going off, and, you know, there was direct, you know, ghost box responses and stuff that were relevant to the questions we were asking. So, you know, it is pretty cool because the place does give you relevant answers. So, you know, it is an intelligent haunting. How many times have we talked about eggs with the people over the past 3 weeks, you know, on different devices, you know? You know, we've tested out different ghost boxes, different apps, and we were getting, you know, talking about the different breakfast they served at Bell Nursing Home. And there's one particular person who, or entity or spirit, whatever you prefer to call them, who loves to talk about breakfast and is always looking for their eggs. And it's a consistent theme. So, you know, it is a pretty cool place because it does have those consistent residents that are still there.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, and then the previous trip, we actually had Jesse come over, who's also another one of the neighbors that had been there when the place was, in action, if you will. You know, he came in the last time, and this time, so it's almost like we're bringing the neighborhood to all the residents there, you know, to reacquaint them or to get them acquainted with each other, the neighbors across the street coming over to meet the residents of a Bell Nursing Home. So, you know, and I thought about it, you know,
when you've got
older people, they want to meet the new neighbors, you know, they want to know who's around them. So that was
really
super
neat. Super nosy.
And Jesse would have known a lot of the local residents that had passed away there. There's a lot of local people who have passed away in that nursing home.
You know what? We should have asked him this time when we saw him, because we did see him walk by, but he was actually going pretty quick. I hope I go that quick if I ever get to see that age. But we should have asked him if he happened to recall. Really weird, hard to remember, I'm sure. But did you remember anyone who really liked eggs? It would be weird, but maybe. Maybe there was someone who really liked eggs. Who knows?
You never know.
Maybe.
That's one of those things that might stand out, you know. And what I think would be interesting too is, you know, if Betsy kind of, I was going to say keep it to yourself, but we're talking about it on air, so keep it on, you know, I guess to yourself as much as you can. But when you go there, and some teams, I don't know how many teams have you stay and interact, and you know, we're always big about having, you know, if a caretaker's there, we might as well use the caretaker as our trigger item, you know. So it would be cool to see, you know, on your next visits when other people investigate. And, you know, I know people have different styles and different techniques, but if you would get any type of other ghost boxes or any type of other responses that come out in regard to the eggs, and that would just validate our personal thing, because you would, you know, then in return validate it, because you'd have someone else completely different asking the same or getting the same responses. So that would be something if you can keep an eye out, or an ear out, I guess you'd be.
Yeah, I'm going to have to try that.
Yeah.
So don't go.
Or maybe if they happen to be listening to the show or listening afterwards when they're listening to the archive, if they've investigated Bell and they recall while they were there having some sort of someone wanting eggs, I mean, that may stand out. You never know. They could let us know, and then we can all, you know.
If anyone does have a
egg story from Bell.
An egg story. An excellent egg story.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let us know. Because, you know, that was just, you know, that was the theme, you know, and we kind of, sometimes when you have a theme and you have someone talking to us and that's what they're important to them, that's what we, you know, kind of roll with. You never know what we're going to roll with. You know, I don't think we, one thing we don't do is we don't kind of lead the ghost box based on a scenario that we're making up. We, you know, we kind of try to play off the responses we're getting, but not build a scenario, because you can easily build scenarios that are pretty simple with the ghost box. You have to kind of do
well anywhere, really, you know.
In my opinion, the ghost box can easily be manipulated based on a scenario you personally build. You know, where we've seen people say, "Hey, you committed, when you hear suicide, then." You know, you can build it. How did you commit suicide? And you think, then your mind's telling you that you're looking for an answer of how to commit suicide, and you may or may not get that. Then, you know, then you're playing off of that, and you're building this scenario. And I think a lot of times, you know, it can be done incorrectly, or, you know, with, I guess, the excitement, where you build these scenarios, and, you know, they go on forever. Because you can take them forever, you know, so...
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you want to make it fit, you can, you know, and
right,
if that's true. If you are looking for a specific type of answer, you know, then that's what you're going to listen to. You're going to pick out of all the words that might have came through, you know, you're going to be like, oh, my goodness, rope. Oh, it fits, you know, where you're going to discount some of the things that might have been like breakfast sandwich, since we were talking about eggs. You know, that was like, that's not really answering my question. So you kind of disregard it. But, you know, that's where... You know, over time, I guess you kind of learn to, you know, realize that does happen. And I guess you learn to recognize it in yourself when you catch yourself doing it. Because I think we're all guilty for, having something be able to persuade our thought process, you know, in a very innocent way. But we're all able to.
Especially with the yes and the no's, you know, because of like. Yeah, are you saying you killed yourself? And then you hear a blurb that might sound like a yes, and you're like, oh, my God, they just said yes.
Totally.
You know,
said
then
that.
You're
yeah.
saying, did you do it, you know, with a gun? And then you hear another thing that might be like a no, and you're like, oh, they said no. You know, so, you know. But it's not like that at the Bell. You know, it's really very interactive and very full answers and, you know, stuff like that. So, you know, but it's always fun hearing the caretaker's point of view, so. You know, I know you had mentioned to us that there's some specific things that you notice kind of trigger your personal experiences every time you do it. So what are some things that, like, at the Bell when you go and you're setting up or just generally you've seen that, you know, get you every time, or, you know, some cool stories? You know, what's some insight, some Bell insight?
One of the things that happens to me a lot of the time is, like, before a group will come in, I'll go in and run the vacuum cleaner. And that seems to upset some of them, and I'll get screaming. And I'll go in and sit down a little bit later and be doing paperwork, and I'll hear voices. And some of it I can have almost actually made out. There was a very clear female voice,
that was in the hallway after I'd ran the vacuum cleaner and went in and was putting forms together. And it said, "Do you know?" or "I know." And I went out in the hallway and, you know, thinking, okay, the group's here or somebody's asking for directions. And there wasn't anybody there. One other time, you know, there was a male voice that come from the hallway, and I got up and went out. And of course, I knew it had come from further down the hallway. But I got up and went out and looked anyway, and it's like, okay, I'm going in here doing my papers. You know, just sometimes they get excited to see you, like when it's been shut up for a while and you go down and you'll hear movement. You go in and I always tell them, "Good morning, sunshine," and make a noise for me. Let me know you're here, and I'll hear knocking or hear movement around. So, yeah, I've got a lot of experiences in that place.
Oh, definitely.
What's some of the best?
Would you mind sharing with everyone about the incident with the basement, with the group that you had, that doppelganger incident?
Yes. I had a group of nurses from the local hospital. They work in the ER there. And that evening they said, you know, hang out, and which I had no problem hanging out. I enjoy it. So I was there all evening with them, there all night. And anyway, we was getting ready. They wanted to go to the basement to investigate for a while. And okay, no problem. So they said, "Well, we're going to go to the basement." And I says, "I got to go to the bathroom." Well, they went on down to the basement, and they thought I was in front of them, and they had followed me to the basement. Well, they come upstairs, and they was upset because, you know, here they followed me to the basement. They get around the corner from the stairs. I'm not down there, and they're thinking I tricked them somehow, and that went back upstairs. You know, I was trying to pull a prank on them. And it's like, there's no other way upstairs. I would have had to have went through you to get back up them steps. And, well, how did you do it? I didn't do it. I was in the bathroom. And then, you know, well, let's go down the basement. And it's like, I don't think I want to see myself. No. But if you want to go, we'll go.
That would be amazing. I would love to see myself one time. That would, like, top off the paranormal activity right there. Actually see yourself.
Well, I didn't really want to see myself, and I kept thinking, why would a ghost want to take on my appearance? You know, anybody but me. You know, come on. But I don't know. I was kind of startled, you know, at first. It was like, I don't know about this anymore, you know, but hey,
right.
It happens.
Mm-hmm. Well, has there been any other reports of that?
Yes, Natalie's had several instances where that has happened to her. And, you know, groups will come in and they think that they're following her, and it's not her, though. Natalie disappears, and then they find her someplace else. And how did you do that? And I wasn't there, you know. So, yes, it's happened before.
So now
not
I'm
only
thinking
with
about,
me.
Like when we went and did our interviews and stuff with Natalie that first time, who knows if we actually did the interviews with Natalie.
Right.
Might have been
right.
Somebody else.
It's all lies now. we don't even know if it was really Natalie. And for that case, how do we know that's even you calling in tonight?
Right. You know, they could have used my cell phone and, you know.
I'm so confused.
Yeah. They are pretty smart there, I gotta say. You know, you never know.
No. We're talking to some guy, George,
down there,
or something.
Making phone calls.
Yeah. Wow. Now
if you suddenly start talking about your love of eggs, I'm going to start to really question whether we're talking to you or
right.
not.
Yeah, well, you don't have to worry about me talking about my love of eggs because they give me an upset stomach.
Well, there
that,
you go. So now we
key.
Know. Now we know. That'll be our identifying factor. We'll be like, "Want some eggs?" You know, and if you're like, "Yeah," we'll be like, "Uh-huh."
That'll
not
be
her.
Like our little code word. Anytime we're at the bell and we think that it might not be you, we're like, "What's the code word?" And if you don't say eggs, then we know to run. Or does not.
But they did, yeah. Again, they did fixate on eggs. So maybe they just would say eggs anyway. Maybe they're right. Smart to your code word. Maybe they're listening right now, and every plan we may come up with is spoiled.
Wow, we're really taking this into the next
See,
level.
See, there we went with it. We went with it. It was like we had a ghost box response, and we just
right.
created a storyline. We went with it. Easily
yeah.
done.
Exactly. Well, I was gonna say, wonder if it was actually your mill that we went to, or a different building that really wasn't a mill, and it was just a mill
Imagine.
Trying to be a mill.
Yeah.
Right.
Huh.
But anyway.
Wow, I think
guys.
We just went way beyond the paranormal, just a generalized
right.
paranormal topic. I think we just like zoomed into like totally
Stupidity.
Different space.
Stupidity would
Maybe.
Be the proper word on what
I
took it.
I often dip into there.
But
boy,
what,
is it fun
so,
sometimes to let your imagination take the best of you.
Right. So now we'll get into the cool part about the weekend, which I guess I shouldn't say that because the bell is always cool. But the fun part was that we got to investigate your family's mill. And
yes.
You know, mm-hmm. we definitely appreciate it. It was fun. You know, it's always fun to be the. So here's what I really like about it. We got to, and on top of investigating with, you know, really someone we consider a friend now, we got to investigate a place that's never been investigated, that has a great backstory, and we got to investigate with someone who was skeptical and never investigated before. So it was like the two things that I really enjoy doing. We got to do all in one night. So, you know, you don't usually get that to happen. And it was, you know, your husband, Mary, was not, he's never been on an investigation before like that, you said?
No, I could never get him to go with me. And matter of fact, if I, you know, the times that we would go to Gettysburg or someplace like that, I'd say, hey, go with me. And he'd, no, I'll go back. He would.
Right.
Want no part of it, and it didn't, well, I can't say that it didn't exist in his mind, but he just kind of blocked it out, or there's been so many things that's happened here. I had the washer and dryer there one time. I was sitting in the kitchen talking to him, and he was standing there, and we heard a dryer. In the other room, the dryer door clicked and swung open, smacked the washing machine, and went back closed. And it happened right in front of our eyes. And he looked at it and he says, do your own damn laundry. And he walked out the door. You know, and then you ask him, okay, so why did that happen? And it's like, I don't know, but I don't believe in ghosts, you know. So,
right,
yeah. And this weekend kind of made a believer out of Larry.
Well, and I think
I love
was
that.
Cool. And yeah, definitely. And it was, you know, personal to him because it was his family. you know, can you give a little bit of a backstory about that mill? First, before we get
into
it.
The mill was built by his great-grandfather and grandfather back in 1935. They bought the property... I do believe it belonged to the Gibson family in the late 1890s, or early 1890s, I guess, about 1891, 92. And anyway, there was a wood mill there first, and it was where the garage is, and they planed all the wood for the new house and course that for the mill, but this mill was opened up in 1935, and a lot of the equipment come from the old water mill that was just a mile from that mill on the other side of Kimbolton. Some very old pieces of equipment, some of them dating back to the late 1700s.
And
his great-grandfather
had an accident there too, right?
Yes, there was actually several deaths there. I got to look in my history books there after this weekend to see what all I could find on them. And anyway, Joseph McClary, he was a miller there, and his daughter fell in and drowned. And there was another man from Bird's Run that fell in and drowned. But my history book don't give his name.
Wow.
And then there was an accident at the mill. It was Larry's grandfather got his leg stuck in the machine, correct?
Yes. He was wheeling a wheelbarrow with a heavy drum of molasses in it and kicked the trap door open as he pushed the wheelbarrow across, and he stepped into it and went down, and there was a belt underneath that trap door and sheared, pretty much sheared his leg off, and he ended up losing his leg.
Oh.
Would have lost his life if his son hadn't have been there.
Wow.
Well, it's one of those stories that you just kind of shake your head at. And, you know, one of those things that happen, and it's history, and it's just awful. You know, I can't imagine living through that.
That had to hurt. And,
pain and the recovery. And
then going
and
back
all that,
to the mill at one point, you know, to, you know, go in. And I know he had, Larry had said that it took him a bit, I guess, to want to go in, which I get. But, you know, inevitably he ended up having to go back in, you know, and I imagine that's difficult.
Well, so the way we played this investigation out was, since it's never been investigated, we kind of went in and did our little introduction to the mill, and whoever may still be in the mill or passing through the mill, or, you know, however that works, you know, kind of introducing ourselves, introducing our equipment, and, you know, then kind of stepping aside, you know, saying, hey, we're probably overwhelming you since, you know, you've never had anything like this happen before in the mill. So we left our equipment and said, check it out. And we never really went back and reviewed it yet to see if anything had gone out, but I don't think, or gone off, but I don't think it had. And then when we came back after, maybe like a 10-minute break, and we weren't really taking a break. It was more just to introduce our equipment to, you know, the mill. We brought back
We were giving them a break,
you know,
of
Larry.
Us.
Yeah,
you know,
from hearing
yeah.
us, but, you know, we were kind of saying, hey, if you want to come check this stuff out or whatever, you know, feel free. And then we brought back Larry, who I didn't think he was going to agree to come in. So that, first of all, I was kind of like surprised that he agreed to come in. He was like, all right, let's do this. And he was very interested in it.
Which I was awesome, because I thought as well that he was kind of like, yeah, you can go in there and do whatever you do. I was like, wow, this is going to be great. You know, when he said he wanted to come in, I'm like, cool.
Right.
Good. Yeah.
You know,
and, you know, he didn't come in with like that attitude that a lot of people would, with like, okay, crazy people, I'll just stand here and watch you be crazy. You know, he attempted to interact too. It was awesome. Absolutely awesome.
And the best part, I think, about it was that he, you know, helped us with our devices. There was a device that, you know, he's much taller than I am and a much bigger reach, and he needed to put it up on the ledge. And so he got to see how it functioned. He got to see that this would only go off the REM pod based on, you know, energy manipulation. And, you know, that, I think that's kind of what started off the whole night, was that he kind of helped set that up. And then, you know, it was going off as he was setting it up. And then, you know, we started into our investigation, and then we asked some questions, and based on our questions, it was going off. And I think the fact that he got to, you know, check our stuff out as well kind of helped, because he knew, you know, why is this thing going off? And it's answering
right.
questions that, you know, we were giving, and they were pretty specific. And on top of it, we had multiple REM pods go off, not just one. So you kind of could weigh off a way out, is this thing faulty or not, because it hit more than one device. So there was a lot of the
And we had more than one manufacturer's device to note.
Right. And so
we had different manufacturers. It wasn't like the same exact device, you know, two totally different manufacturers, same principle concept of the device. But, you know, I think that that also, not only for, you know, for even the viewers watching to be able to see that they are distinctly different, you know.
And that's what, you know, if you're going to ask for, like, the perfect scenario, you want two similar devices made by different people, you know, in different spots to go off, because that adds to the validity of what we're doing. And we had that, you know, and that was what the cool part was, you know, on top of other stuff. And we have to review it, and I want to review it just, you know, for Larry's sake. Is he had asked some questions that only his grandfather would know, and he felt that he was getting those answers through the ghost box. So,
and I had heard him too. I heard him multiple times.
And,
I did download the file.
A bunch of, I think it was very interactive.
Yes.
I think whatever's in there, whoever's in there, is definitely intelligent. You know, there was definitely some stuff that you can't deny. And completely, to be completely honest with you, when I was doing the ghost box with Larry and Nicole was setting up, we were asking, you know, what's your name and stuff. I'm pretty sure I heard McCleary, which you had mentioned was one of the people who owned the watermill and had passed, the girl passed away. So I want to go back and hear that as well, because I do think that is there.
Yeah.
Which would be interesting.
Oh yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been wrong before, but in my ghost box analysis ears, I think I did hear McCleary. So
I know I've tried to go back and listen to it again too, and I get to listen to a few minutes of it, and then something happens, and I have to shut it off. And,
well, and the weird part
same
about
thing
it,
has happened
people,
here since I got home.
Well, and I think the thing that kind of intrigues me the most is the fact that we had multiple people say they wish we would shut up because they could hear us talking in the background while it was running and we were on our break and we were nowhere near there. You know?
Yeah.
So I want to hear that part, because they said it's specifically the point when we went out and let our devices run and then we got Larry. So, you know, it's in that 10 minutes little area. So we should be able to pinpoint it. And I just want to hear if, you know, if it is us, because I really don't think that.
Because we tried to debunk that part while we were there by, like, I would, like, raise my voice to a level that we were not talking at. And then we had the stream running a distance away, listening, of course, not with headphones, but we were listening. And I did not hear myself yell. But, again, we didn't have headphones. But still, I would think I would at least hear a little hint of myself, because there's that beautiful little delay. As people probably notice when we're doing an interactive stream and we ask a question, we kind of got to stand there and play like the Jeopardy music and wait for people to reply, you know. So I'm definitely interested in that, as well as some of the responses, because I know when I walked back in after changing the battery out of the one REM pod, which seemed to take forever, but once I finally got it done, I got back in. I think that was the timer. We came in from a break when the viewers had asked us to step out so they could hear once again without us in the space. I heard my name come across, and it was one particular application, and I've never heard my name come across that particular application. And when I use an application, a lot of times I'll leave it run without being on an investigation. I'll just listen to the sounds that come out of it so I can kind of, you know for myself what happens with, like, what are some of the things. If I notice any consistencies and, like, repetition type deals that I can feel like isn't, therefore when I'm getting it on an investigation, I don't know that there's really a whole lot of relevancy, because I've heard it's a repetitive cycle, but I've never heard my name.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait, you know, so that was weird too. And I heard Larry multiple times. I've never heard Larry come through that device either. So
obviously, like, Larry and Nicole are much more relevant and more intriguing than Rob. Because I swear to God, every single time we go anywhere, everyone hears Rob. But I think that's the fact that it's a three-letter word. It's easily, you can easily, hey, Rob's on the investigation, so we're going to hear Rob. You know, but when it's Larry, you know, that's kind of hard to be like, oh, I think they, you know, you're getting a part of a different word. You know, what word would be
right.
Larry? You know, I don't think that's, you know, there's not too many words that would start with that or sound like it or be misconstrued as Larry.
Well, and I heard it multiple times and it was clear and it was just that it was singular, Larry. It wasn't anything before,
right.
after. It was like a bit of silence and Larry. And I'm like, whoa, you know,
right.
okay. I heard that. So that was pretty cool.
Right. But Rob or Bob or, you know, Jim, you know, some of those are kind of
right.
more, you know, iffy.
Mm-hmm.
But some of the, you know, like Larry or, you know, obviously then if you get any long name, you know, we can start on that tangent too, you know, but I think that, cause that'd be easy to determine, but, you know, so it was kind of, it was a good investigation.
Yeah, definitely.
I was happy with it. And I think it was definitely an intelligent presence there. Not sure where it's from. You know, at first we had asked, are you family or are you, you know, a customer or a friend? And it tend to go more off a customer or a friend. So, you know, I don't know. That seemed to be what I found intriguing. And this is when Mary asked, are you a customer or a friend? It had gone off. And then about 2 minutes later, we were talking about, wow, that was really weird when it had went off when we asked if you're a customer or a friend, and it had went off again. I'm not sure if you remember it, but
right.
you know, that was like the proper timeline. Well, wow, we brought up customer or friend again, and it goes off. You know, that was like
right.
super validation that something was there because, you know, why would that hit right when you said, you know, friend or customer on both occasions?
Yes, and that mill used to be a hangout spot, too, for all the guys around here. There used to be a wood burner in the back corner, and they used to sit back around that wood burner and drink coffee, and you know how men gossip. They
right.
spend the whole day back
oh,
there
yeah.
talking.
Mm-hmm. I don't think it's called gossip. Maybe,
well,
I don't know.
No, it really
they
is.
They say women gossip.
Because you know what, now...
Have you ever seen a group of men get together?
They sit outside of the local convenience stores here and drink their coffee together, and it's almost like they're a gang. I'm not going to lie. And they do it every
yeah.
day.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's funny, you know?
Older gentlemen or...
I mean, it varies.
Yeah.
They've even
men
have some
general.
That are younger that they include in their group or their gang or whatever.
It's like the initiation.
It's funny. They're like,
yeah,
well,
I think
you are one of us. Yeah.
My grandfather was like that too. You know, we come from a very blue collar town, and they would go to McDonald's and use what they called here was a golden Buckeye card, and they would get their like 10-cent coffees and hang out and stuff. And you know, I remember that distinctively.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I don't know if they still have the golden Buckeye card or not. I'm hopefully nowhere close to getting the golden Buckeye, but. I remember back in the day when we'd go visit my grandfather's. Cause I lived in Florida, so we'd come and, you know, you hang out with him for a couple of weeks and, you know, you'd do stuff that he normally does, and he'd go hang out at the spots with the guys and stuff, and you'd go with them, and it was pretty boring. I do remember it, so.
Okay. Yep, men get together and solve the world's problems.
Yeah, or create them.
Wow.
Depending on if they, it's like Pinky and the Brain, if they're going to, you know, take over the world today, I guess. Well, us women do the same thing. We just tend to do it when we're in public in a group and we tend to go to the bathroom together to do it.
Yeah, there
you
go.
Know. So, what? A, yeah. Or we do
I
it on the phone for
that.
Hours and hours and hours a day. So,
that's where
it varies, but we're all guilty. You know, and if you haven't
yeah.
hit that age group, you know, you will. And evidently in Ohio, you may get a Buckeye card when you meet the requirement.
Go on the Buckeye. Get
it's like find your
coffee.
Local McDonald's
said,
or hangout.
I don't think that is McDonald's. I don't think they have that anymore at McDonald's. Do they still have the Golden
I'm
Buckeye card?
I'm looking it up now. I'm looking it up.
Sure. It's like
it says Golden Buckeye
card
McDonald's. Hold on.
Wow. There you go.
Yeah. I'm not even going to lie here. Yeah. It's the
like
Ohio Department of Aging. More than 2 million Ohioans are eligible for the Golden Buckeye Card, honored at over 20,000 businesses statewide. So all of you that are in Ohio who might meet the age requirement or might be getting close, you know, expect,
so
or you can contact the Department of Aging. And
Ohio Department of Aging. I've never heard of the Department of Aging.
Yeah, the Ohio Department of Aging.
Either.
Well, then clearly I have. Here we have the Maryland Department of Aging. Every state has it because I had to deal with multiple states with my where I used to work. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's not really a
Department of Aging. Old and Buckeye
think.
Program.
Right.
Hmm? Well, if you go aging.ohio.gov, you can find out all about it. We tend
to
try to
that,
give you as much information as possible here at Life.
I don't think I would use a gold eye or golden Buckeye card if I was eligible for it. Let's suck that baby back.
I would. I totally wish I was eligible. I wish I was. Just because I'm so cheap that I'd be like, yeah, I am. Yeah, I get a discount.
Maybe you can get like a counterfeit golden Buckeye card. Like
I might be able to make my own online.
Yeah.
If I can print out a medical degree or a doctorate online or a demonology certificate online, I'm pretty sure I can probably get somebody to, you know, make me a golden Buckeye card.
That could be a lucrative business. Fake IDs.
Could be. I'm hustling the Department of Aging cards for discounted coffee. Boy, I think that's probably going to be laughable when you, you know, go to serve time for that. Yeah. Yeah.
You can just
but
use
anyway.
The Buckeye card and serve less time.
Yeah.
Boy,
this is a bug.
I know we're. Yeah, I guess who would have thought on this show we would have brought up the Ohio Department of Aging? I never would have thought, and you could have told me in a million years that we would have been, hey, guess what? Guess what you guys are going to go into tonight?
Well, you know, we are talking about Bell Nursing Home.
That is true. So there's,
yeah.
There is kind
that's
of
in
a,
Ohio.
Yeah, there's
a
full circle connection there.
So, you know, we're coming close to an end, and I guess we kind of turn this into a, you know, a Bell kind of a plug, and then also, you know, the fun we had this past weekend. So, yeah, I think if people have not gone and investigated the Bell Nursing Home, they're missing out. And, you know, we brought many live streams that show, you know, the stuff we've gotten and we get on a consistent basis. So, you know, please go check it out. And can you tell the people where to go to check out more information on the Bell?
You can go to the Bell Nursing Home Facebook page. And if you're interested in taking a tour, message the owner.
You cool.
can message
and
her through the
fantastic.
Through the Bell page.
And hopefully we will see you at our SuperCon event. And
yeah, I'm planning on coming.
Because we'll probably, I think we might even put you on a spot and have you talk about the Bell and kind of like a little mini panel for people who, you know, own and caretake paranormal hotspots, so locations. So we just put you on a spot.
Right.
Hopefully you'll agree to do it, but we it would be
cool.
Yeah,
I can do that.
Awesome.
Yep,
you know,
I can do that.
Kind of give a little plug because it's, you know, it's all about helping out the locations, and you know, I think we have a good time, and you know, you guys are all good people there at the Bell, and I can't wait to go back.
We can't wait to have you back.
All right, we'll be there soon. I'm packing now.
Okay.
Like, man, I wish
like,
I wouldn't have said
oh,
that.
Boy. Them again?
Wait.
Oh, got to talk
oh,
about
no.
eggs again. Oh.
One of those times you wish you didn't say something.
No, I always enjoy that.
So good, I appreciate it. So I guess we'll it's weird because we have a show now after ours, and usually we can just talk and do whatever we want to do, but now we have to be true to form and kind of, you know, be clock appropriate, so.
Action.
So thanks. I appreciate you coming on tonight, and once again, go to the Bell Nursing Home page on Facebook.